when you can take the pebble from my hand, it will be time for you to leave.
Ninja, the tea party's over.
And welcome to another episode of the Asian Action Cast. My name is Sam. Joining me tonight, we have Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey.
Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hey, hey. It's two in a row. I'm starting to have to take a holiday now.
I know. This is the Chris podcast. Welcome.
Don't worry, we'll be banned very soon.
Yeah. But we are socially isolated again, but that's okay. Because with the wonders of modern technology, we can podcast whether we're at home or in person.
Yep. I got my COVID shot yesterday. No, Thursday afternoon.
Oh, what number is this up to?
Oh, I don't know, like 6 or 7.
Oh man.
It's been I waited the 6 months, so I got it because I'm going away in March and I needed to be covered for it. But yeah.
Is that a requirement?
It's not a requirement to leave. It's just like, if I'm going to be on a plane for 20 hours and I want to get land and I want to have fun, I kind of want to be prepped.
That's fair enough, man. That's
you're invincible. I did better than you, Nathan. I just went and got COVID itself.
How's your throat?
Nah, it's good. It's good. Yep.
Come back. Good.
I'm back to normal now. Just got to get over that tiredness.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I actually haven't. Everyone around me's been getting it, but ever since the first lot, I haven't been able to. I couldn't catch it again if I tried.
Yeah, right.
Let's not risk it, dude.
Oh,
yes.
I'm more than happy to give it. I'm more than happy to give it.
Keep it away. It can derail things, like it derailed the release of this film.
Yeah.
Hidden Strike. We're doing John Cena and Jackie Chan's spectacular Hidden Strike. Which, COVID actually did derail the release of this film because it was shot in 2018.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, it wasn't all that, was it?
No.
No, it wasn't just COVID, but that certainly didn't help. Part of it was also to do with John Cena himself getting into some trouble.
And his name is John. You should get that clip and just put it in there. Like, Scott will laugh his ass off. Just put it in like... Put it and then just like his name is, and just put the eagle, and then we're done.
You alluded to the problem that he had, John Cena, getting politically into strife for acknowledging a certain country that shouldn't be acknowledged, apparently.
He acknowledged it as a.
Oh, no.
Here at the Asian Action Cast.
Terrible.
Who needs John Stewart when we do this?
We've just alienated our only two remaining listeners.
Hey, I didn't actually say which way we came down.
No, that's true.
Let's keep it ambiguous, shall we?
No.
Do you know what I read it was funny because not only did he alienate China by acknowledging Taiwan as the as a country, but then he apologized, which alienated people in the West.
Yeah, you just got to keep going with it at that point. You can't walk it back.
Yeah, you just say, "Oh, look, I was high, I was on drugs, I don't know what I was saying."
Yeah.
The amount of money they paid him, I would have done Best Defense 2.
With Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Aykroyd.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
But yes, a bit of controversy.
Yeah, so as we were saying at the top of this, I've wanted Christian to watch Peacekeeper because I actually think that character is his spirit animal. And he should. And that he's... Compared this to that, John Cena's actually obviously got an acting coach.
What, he's improved, you're saying?
Yeah, he's substantially improved by Peacekeeper.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Chris, don't go out and get...
I got your Peacekeeper for your birthday.
So,
what happened?
Okay, awesome. What can I say? I am blessed.
Cool.
I thought you went oop, Mike, because I cut out or something. He was like oop, and I was like, oh shit.
You did no, I, you for, did. For a second you there, dropped I out for a second.
And yeah, no like, shit.
Yeah, sort of came back a bit.
Fantastic.
Bringing it back. Bringing
it. So 2018's Hidden Strike.
Yeah, starring again John Cena and Jackie Chan. This film was shot in China. I'm going to hit you with some trivia that I read. This
I film was shot in China. Shot on green screen.
Yes, in China. It was at Beijing Studios. No, but there were shots shot in the desert Yaxla Desert or something, which is in China. So this is all Chinese. One of the rules that we have for the Asian action cast is that it has to be an Asian production. And I was a bit worried when we started watching it because it's a John Cena film. But then with all of these bloody logos,
You're like, no, someone's Asian.
It's this is totally China money.
Honestly, there was probably about 2.5 minutes of...
Did anyone actually count it? I was thinking about it, and then I was like, no, I'm good.
I'm just going to wait until Cinema Sins comes out with it, but I'm sure it was over 2.5 minutes worth of logos. That's how I knew it was like definitely a Chinese joint, because they're the only company, only film producers these days that actually have so many logos.
So many logos.
I love it like that. This film that they just had, they got bored with it and they just shoved up a bunch of names at minute two.
My favorite part about all these little production companies is the most thing that they do is they make their own little logos and require them to be played at the start of the film. Like some of them in the West, they're just like random names tacked on as producers, like, you know, name, like the company names added in the white writing or something in it. But no, you have to play their full 5-second grab of whatever stupid writing or fake horse or whatever the hell the other things were.
I like that fake horse one. Yeah, fake horse one was cool.
They must have spent $5 on that. Definitely.
Oh. Could have been 10 cents. But there was a lot of Shanghai this, Shanghai that, Shanghai Studios.
Where Jackie Chan's company's based.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, there you go. Have no fear. Chinese Chan's.
We're trying to say Jackie Chan's Chinese.
Yeah, something like that.
He is now.
You know the one production company that wasn't on it? JCE. I was like, I couldn't see it. I assume it is on in the end credits. I didn't watch, but at the start credits, you know, with all the production companies, JCE wasn't named there, which was the one I was expecting to see. But obviously the distributor is Jackie's film studio. But yeah, random.
All right. Does anybody have any trivia before we go to the pitch?
Trivia.
I can see John Cena. So his catchphrase is bullshit.
Well, sometimes he was moving too fast. I couldn't see what he was doing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right.
I've got to say, like, this is not trivia so much on the thing, but I'm gonna say this now, that they got really creative for Jackie's fight scenes, and one of the things I really like about this is the fact that because Jackie's getting so old, he can't do what he used to anymore. They have to get more creative to make him seem more badass. And the way they're doing it, I reckon, is like, this is a great example of
how you keep. Up to a point.
Well, I mean, come on.
That foam fight was lame.
That's the one I'm talking about. I reckon.
Now they all got cancer too. That shit's cancer causing.
Yeah. I was thinking they just were like sat there and tried to think of something that he hasn't done. And after over 100 films, you got to sit and think for a long time.
I thought it was great because it literally was him trying to do, like, it just covers up all these mistakes, all the things that he can't do. I thoroughly enjoyed it with that, I reckon.
I was going to say, Christian, you're like, you hit the nail on the head there with it covering everything up, and that may be why you enjoyed it, but that's partly why I didn't enjoy it, is because it actually covered up what they were doing, and Jackie moves really well. And the guy he was fighting also moved incredibly well. So it was a shame. I was like, man, I want to see this.
The other problem I have with it too is we're actually sitting here talking about how Jackie was, we covered up all the stuff he did, but no one's talking about the fact that John Cena has superhuman strength in this.
No, that's just John Cena strength. Have you seen him walk? He walks like a troll. He's just like a big dude.
Funny because it's true.
All right. Does somebody want to pitch this film? I'll go first. I'll pitch this film. For people who don't know the film, haven't seen it, don't know who John Cena is, I'm going to call this Military Rush Hour.
Military Rush Hour. Okay.
I'm going to go with this is a buddy cop film filmed in Fury Road times.
That's true. I did get those Mad Max impressions.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie Double Team with Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van and
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was picturing when I was watching this. Two opposite ends try to do something funny, but just failing.
Ouch. Who's Dennis Rodman? Cena or Jackie Chan?
Cena's Dennis Rodman. Without the hair.
You know? I can't agree with it. I think he was okay in this.
All right, Nathan, you got one?
Green screen and bouncy castles.
The green screen is quite noticeable.
That stupid spring rope gag. That was just so bad.
It was in one of those things that you put babies in that sprung up and down. Yeah. I couldn't get over it, man. I've been thinking about it since I watched it last night. I'm just like, it's like they put Jackie Chan in one of them baby carriers.
In the supermarket, you go there? Yeah. The bounces.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's probably where you got it from.
A jolly jumper.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say.
That's how Jackie gets around now.
Well, with all of his arthritis, probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Jeez.
I'm going to say, like, watching this film, there was a lot of shots where it was just Michael Bay squared because it was just spinning and spinning and spinning. And yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did notice what you say there. Yeah, it's, it was a little bit annoying at times, wasn't it?
Too much, man. Too much. Buses are also pretty shit.
So this is the first Jackie movie where he has a character that's meant to be his daughter, and I went, "You're too old to be a father." I was like, "Granddaughter, maybe," kind of thing, because he really looks old.
He had that red tint to his hair because he's dyed it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not a good look. Go full black vampire once you get that age. Aging dudes can get away with it. Just go full vampire.
Did you know this is another bit of trivia that his daughter was actually like Miss World Bikini winner or something like that?
She's pretty hot.
Oh yeah, we didn't get to see her in a bikini though, so I can't judge.
They did shoot her a bunch of times with her ass like directly pointing at the camera though, while she was like crouching or kneeling.
That's a given with any action film, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It is these days.
I love when I see John Wick's ass.
The one thing I do like about these co-productions, and I'll add the Chinese co-productions do it a little bit, is where they mix the language. So they actually speak in English, they speak in Chinese and even French and whatever else, and it just goes with it, as you know, that's just the norm, which is refreshing rather than forcing, you know, characters all speak Chinese or all speak English, etc. I like when they flick through the different languages.
It's international. Did you like John Cena speaking Chinese?
I like that Jackie Chan told him to shut up.
when he corrected his, you know, grammar effectively and stuff. I thought that was funny.
I know how to say idiot now.
Does John Cena actually speak Chinese?
Yes.
He did learn it.
No
he's,
shit.
He's learned some. That's what got him in trouble.
Yeah.
He was
doing
no
advertising and stuff and doing a tour in China about it. That's why my kids love this little clip of him talking about ice cream, because it's ice cream isn't a word, obviously, there. It's called like bean chili or something.
Bean chili.
Yeah. So that whole ad, and he's talking about like talking really expressive about bean chili, you know, come and get this ice cream or whatever. So it's like a YouTube viral thing.
Yeah, right.
It's love.
Should we go into the plot?
We can go into the plot. I might just do a quick setup of the characters though, and then we can kind of do the plot. So Jackie plays a military leader, sergeant.
He's the cops. It's like the rescue team. It's like Dutch from Predator, except his name is Dragon.
Of course, his name's Dragon. His name's Dragon in every film. Dragon or Jackie, or Jackie Dragon, even. So he leads a team, a super special ops team of extracting, because they're running this Chinese facility which basically controls the flow of oil, and they want to extract them from the refinery to the green zone, which is, I guess, the safe area. And John Cena is... Yeah, yeah, you go.
I just want to say, this plot is like... I've never cared less about a plot.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't care who gets this oil. Who gives a fuck?
I don't care either.
I do. There's got to have... I do. I love it. I was so engrossed in it. And Scott, if you're sitting there rolling your eyes when I'm saying this, God, I hate you so much right now.
I was actually hoping that the bad guys got the oil because I didn't particularly think that the people who ran the refinery should have had it.
They did get the oil.
Yeah, technically they did.
Oh, well, good. Because they'll need it. They need it.
That's well, what they're I like all with... dead. Do you know who wins? That captain of the boat, the South African captain of the boat who kept going to every now and then going, yes, we're ready to pull up.
they actually got the oil.
He's getting his oil, man.
Yeah. Didn't you see the last shot when before the end of the movie, like his Jackie Chan?
Last shot is
team.
Them saying help on a cliff. Post credit scenes don't count.
Post credit scenes
true.
Don't
that's
count.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and besides this, that's what I like about this film is it's realistic.
I liked some of the post credit scenes were funny because it wasn't just outtakes. They did like little stupid bits as well. Of digging the well to get the water out and some other crap. And yeah, Jackie Chan's, commando team attacks and takes over the oil tanker and stuff. So yay.
I guess they got rid of all those like stunt outtakes when they started to have all these insurance companies kind of say, well, you need security measures.
Yeah, that was the thing, wasn't it? There was no stunt outtakes. It was all just, Jackie Chan flubbing his lines. And I'm like, well, that's just, he probably has 100 hours of that on every film he does.
Isn't he partially deaf?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes. From his head injury and Armor of God and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Let me just introduce John Cena because these are really the only two characters we care about. John Cena is a mercenary who he's roped into robbing the convoy of prisoners. And it turns out that he is actually a pretty good guy. So he comes back and there's mistaken identity and then they buddy up and then they take down the big bad guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's not much plot when you think about it.
Okay.
I didn't really have a problem. Sorry.
That's a bit bare basics, Mike. Let's just get a couple of things. Sorry. John Cena is in an Arab village. He's their guardian. He's their, whatever he looks after.
Are we sure they're Arabian?
Could be
Persian.
Could be Chinese.
they weren't Persian because there wasn't enough white marble there.
Fair enough. Touché, sir. Touché. Yeah.
Anyway, so he looks after him, and then the well that they have has been, the oil company's been making it go dry, so. That's when he decides to step up and become. He doesn't just go, I'm part of the bad guys now, because it's John Cena and it's actually in his contract that it can't be legally a bad guy, a douche like that. True story.
You know what? I'll let it pass because I've never seen him as a bad guy. So
I thought he had a period when he was a wrestler where he was a bad guy.
He was a heel. Wrestlers are never bad guys, really, are they?
They're just heels. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so let's just do the plot a little bit more. So, yes, there's a refinery. It's getting attacked. He comes in. Jackie Chan comes in to extract them and take them to the green zone to fly them out. I don't know what's supposed to happen with the oil while they're not there. Does anyone know? They're just going to
shut off the refinery with, because it's all run by computer.
Technological magic.
Yep.
But they have a dongle.
Yeah, they have a dongle. That dongle comes up a lot.
It's very important.
They could just say USB. No, they want to say dongle a lot. It is a funny word, let's be honest, but maybe used a little too much.
Well, maybe in Chinese it sounds cool. Like, it's not actually dongle. It's like, I don't know, something cool in Chinese.
Okay.
Dongguai.
Dragon
Claw. Dragon Claw, yeah.
So
let's call it the linga.
One of the little wrinkles in this is one of the people working there is Jackie Chan's daughter. They're estranged, apparently, which is a big deal. Because, obviously they got to, figure out their relationship as part of the movies, because movies always have a B and a C plot. And then our other hero is introduced. He's down in his luck. He's looking after this village. They got no water. Everything's rough. He gets assigned a... He joins under incorrect information. They tell him he's... What are they telling him he's doing? He's actually kidnapping these people.
There's some stupid backstory that they make up that his dad was killed in some ambush 2 years prior. And
the person who armed
stole the guns, to the ambush people is with the Chinese.
So he's going to go... He's getting revenge then. Very American. Great.
No, he does think that they're going to do something to get water. He doesn't realize that they're going to steal fuel.
Yeah.
No. Well, it was for money, so he could pay for the water.
Yeah.
But I thought he was doing something marginally altruistic, not just like kidnapping Chinese civilians.
That's right. He wanted his money so he could then pay for the village's water to be put back on.
Yeah. Oh, he says several times his ethos is he doesn't do any jobs where people get hurt. That's his rule.
But it's very hard not to hurt people when you mainly work with machine guns.
It's the magical land where you fire a bullet and someone's car blows up, but magically they get out of it.
Yeah. So the bad guy, they bring in all these buses and they got some helicopters and they're moving people out. Blah, 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 blah. They get intercepted by John Cena and his evil crew of skull-wearing henchmen who look kind of like bad versions of like Mad Max people. Like terrible.
It's pretty
versions.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty lame.
The hijacking. No, I think the hijacking, like their mercenary garb, I think is kind of cool because it's all like maroon. They look like road warriors. You're right. It's very Mad Maxian.
Well, it's very Kane and Lynch too. It's very lame, but at the same time, cool.
Yeah, the guy's got his skull tattoo on his face. Yeah, and one like white eye, I guess.
Missing an eye, yeah.
Is he missing an eye or is it like, I don't even know what
just
it is.
Just a milky eye. So they get two buses. There's a little bit of an action. It's a pretty good action sequence, actually. It's very CG, but it's pretty fun. They're successful. They get these two and then Jackie Chan's on that case to try and find the missing people.
You know what I actually like about this scene in the beginning where they actually go after him is the fact that it's not, they've made it fairly even in the terms like for a predominantly Asian funded film that they haven't made it so that the bad guys are matched by everyone. There's a lot of give and take. Like they get beaten, they get outclassed, they get, you know.
Well, they do
like
get
that.
Beaten. They don't really start winning until John Cena switches sides.
Mm.
That's how important he is.
That's right.
Yeah, I just thought that was really a good that they've done that. So it's not just like our number two guy can repel them any day 8 days a week. But we're just going to do this.
Yeah. And there's some good stuff. There's that helicopter shooting grenades at those four wheelers, whatever the hell. Those are pretty cool. I wish I had
the dune buggies.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah, they've got like a Gatling gun on the dune buggies, but it takes a really long time to zone in, and it's got a really bad looking 3D model of a Gatling gun in the. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It looks bad, but it's fun. anyway,
it looks bad, but it's also got a like the camera. That's something realistic. Like, I liked it because it's not just like I just grab a chain gun and go nuts with it.
Yeah,
I did like the fight scene on the bus with the girl and the mercenary. You know, it's the only fight I think she has in the film, but I think it's one of the best martial arts fights in the film.
Yeah,
way too CG though.
Yeah. I do like the way they like hijack the bus. Like they do the grappling hook and then they throw that weird ladder up and then they like spin around the van into the, like it'd have to be, you'd have to do it perfectly. Obviously they've practiced this like bus hijacking before, because they know exactly how long the rope has to be in order to swing around and smash into the front.
Yeah, that was a very Fast and Furious moment. I was just like, that's not how that would work, and you probably end up killing everybody on the bus.
Yes. Yeah. True. Yes.
That's Fast and Furious is a great. This is like a Fast and Furious esque type film.
Yeah, 100% superheroes. It's essentially a superhero film.
I was kind of hoping that I was going to say Dolph Lundgren. Then, what's his name would pop in?
John Cena.
No, the other one.
The Rock.
No, the other one from Fast.
Oh right, Dominic Toretto.
Yeah.
It's all about family.
It's Vin all Diesel. Right. Vin Diesel.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who needs physics when you have family?
Yeah. So they do that. Then, oh, no, there's a twist. Hey, these people aren't like whoever we were going to kidnap. These people are just regular people. Grr, grr. And like, there's a bit of a standoff between Cena and the people who's put him up to it. They kill his bro. He walks away. They kill his bro. He swears vengeance once he learns about it. He goes back to his village. Jackie Chan follows him somehow. I can't remember how. It doesn't really matter. They like make friends over like dinner and doing stupid songs with children.
Oh, that was so cringe. He's not a
bad guy. Yeah, it was very cringe. I actually fast-forwarded this portion. I'm going to be honest. I didn't care.
That was literally just John Cena doing a wrestling promo to a bunch of kids. Because yes, like
that's how it felt.
Yeah, he went straight into it's like almost like, hi, my name is, and the big dog is in the yard, and he's going to do Old MacDonald. And Old MacDonald with a bunch of Arab kids. And it's just.
Yeah, I left the room.
He's teaching him a potential skill in the future.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that. I had to leave the room.
I fast forwarded it. We find out he like names his fucking vehicles and stuff, and that's weird. And he's not exactly acting very well in this. He's coming to his own as an actor in comparison to this. This is actually kind of hard to watch. All of his like, his comedy is just a little bit badly timed.
I know what you mean.
I thought
he's wrestling.
They were cringe jokes, but I kind of thought that I was actually kind of surprised. I was like, is John Cena a funny person? Because I don't recall him being like a comedian wrestler.
Michael, have you seen Peacekeeper?
No.
You should fucking watch Peacekeeper.
I haven't seen it either.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it was my favorite show from like 2 years ago.
I actually think that him and Jackie had a lot of chemistry. They had a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, I got that too.
I didn't buy
Jackie and Owen Wilson, for example, those High Noon movies, Shanghai Noon, whatever. I didn't think they had very good chemistry. Him and Chris Rock did. Chris Tucker. He had decent chemistry with Cena.
I actually really like Cena in this. Like, there were a couple of times where I actually laughed out loud his interactions with him and Jackie. I think Cena's just got a very easy charisma.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you can't argue with the fact that he's getting hugely popular everywhere he goes.
Yeah. So they meet up at the village. There's a standoff in the village because they found out they need the dongle. Guess who has the dongle? Jackie Chan's daughter, who's in the village. So they come to the village to get it. There's like a pretty good fight sequence here. But then at the end, there's like they don't actually kill anyone. So at the end, they've still got all the same bad guys left. And they're just like, hey.
Yeah, well, you need mini bosses, right? Like, you can't just kill them all.
Yeah,
a lot of people die in this film.
Yeah, and Cena just gives him the bag. Cena's like, fuck this. I like my village. You can have the bag.
That was pretty funny, though. He's just like, well, yeah, to save my village, if they want the bag, I'll just give them the bag. But he didn't realize that it had the dongle that would control the flow.
I don't think he cares who has the oil on a fundamental level. I don't think he gives a shit about the oil.
He doesn't. He just wants the
village to be cool.
Yeah, village to have water.
That's right.
He's a good guy. He wants to play ball with his kid. Not his kid. Some kid.
Some orphans.
That's how you know he's a good guy. He like lifts up kids. Parents wouldn't let him lift up kids if he was a bad guy.
Yeah. I did like how all the villagers came out with all their weapons, and a lot of them were packing AKs.
Really? I thought most of them were packing like pitchforks and sticks.
Yes, most of them were, but some of them were packing AKs.
Well, AKs are the most prolific, like fully automatic rifle, right?
That's right. I'm just like, yeah, that's right. This place is a war zone. All these people are packing.
You just remember that was like the only joke that I kind of laughed at was when he's in the four-wheel drive with the Jackie Chan's daughter later on, and he pulls out machine gun, and she turns to him and goes, "You have a machine gun underneath the seat?" And he goes, "I'm American. I have guns everywhere." And that was the only one I laughed at.
And what I really liked about that scene was he's driving and she can't drive. She's going, "Oh, the transmission's loose." And he's like, "My car is perfect." And he's like, every time she crunches gears, he's like,
"He's crying inside." So they the bad guy does half of his thing. They get to the oil refinery. He does the dongle. He's starting to get the oil. Jackie Chan and John Cena show up. More action ensues. This is where we get the bouncy area. This is where we get... I think him on the pipe was pretty good. It was slow, but it was pretty good. Also, when John Cena starts helping him out with his big pole.
Yeah, that was well thought through.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought was actually kind of ironic, not ironic, but kind of funny, was that we have no idea what a refinery looks like. So it gives them license to make all of these paraphernalia that we have no fucking clue. Like when that why the hell would they have a foam? Is it like a fire retardant?
Yeah, it's a fire retardant foam.
Yeah. Yeah, in a place filled with coils that we don't know what they do. And the fire retardant foam is on like this swivel on a hose. It's like a permanent hose swivel like you find at a water park.
I assume they have to come. Okay, so this may be just me thinking. I don't think that place is up to any kind of international code.
No.
Like, kind of gave me
that,
like...
that thing just falls apart instantly, by the way. That foam thing, it just pops off. Like, it doesn't even get hurt, broken in any way. The top just goes, no, and then foam just starts coming out. And in order to get rid of the foam, there's just, like, a fan. There's not even, like, a shower, like an industrial shower or anything. Like, they're
it
all kind of
get it gave me a little bit of evil villain lair feeling, you know?
Yes. Yes.
It wouldn't have been out of place in Street Fighter, the movie.
You're right. 100%.
Oh, actually, can we just back up just a little bit?
Yes,
I just want to ask what you guys thought about the Jackie Chan, John Cena fight scene from earlier in the film. Because they run into a deserted, I don't know, like satellite station or something. And then Jackie Chan and John Cena actually have a go at it. This is before they realize that they're on the same side.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, I
liked his, obviously Jackie Chan likes to use all props in the room, and he used a rifle crate in a couple of different funny ways. He drops it down on John Cena's foot a couple of times, which was quite hilarious.
Yeah.
But he also uses it to lift up and block hits and stuff quite a couple of times as he sort of maneuvers it around. So I thought it was quite inventive with something as stupid as a crate on the floor.
That's what I mean. That's part of the reason why I like what he's doing now, is because he knows he can't physically compete. He can't do the jumping, can't do that. But when they get creative with the objects around, and that's one of the things I've always liked about Jackie's fight scenes, is that he actually does do, like, they get a lot more creative, and it's a lot. I just find it a lot more interesting.
The only thing that dragged for me a little bit was it seemed like there was a need to put in the wrestling moves, like the, you know, the spinning lariat kind of thing that he was doing with him. I was kind of like, that kind of felt forced into the scene rather than, you know.
I reckon they probably would have been playing to their audience. They would have been like, well, it's John Cena, right? Like they're going to want to see John Cena do John Cena things. And also they're playing on that trope of like big Western guy against like smaller Asian dude. So he has to be more agile, Jackie does. And whereas John Cena does these big power moves, and everyone's like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty... I actually kind of liked all of the fight sequences. They're all pretty good. Like, I can't think... except for when they're too CG and that one where he's bouncing around, I'm all right with most of them.
Yeah, the choreography's still there. Still does a good job. I assume he did it. I don't know if someone else did the action choreography, but it looks good.
Well, I mean, like, all you can tell it's his crew because all of them are wearing masks.
Sorry, I'm just watching it now.
We'll go back to where we were in the plot.
Yeah, so the end of the film.
The end of the film goes for like, it's only a 100 minute, or less than 100 minutes. And the last fight sequence goes, like, the last bit with the oil refinery and then the bad guys escaping in the trucks and stuff. That's like,
oh, that's right. That's a whole nother bit.
Yeah, there's like 25 minutes here. That's just pretty much fight sequence. And chase. Fight and chase.
Yeah, there's no like big boss fight. I guess the foam fight was probably the big boss fight because that guy was probably the best fighter.
Yeah. I kind of like the fact that the dude seemed just as inventive as Jackie, the bad guy in that fight scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was very agile.
Yeah.
And very quick.
Yeah, well, he's a proper thing, isn't he? Like
a proper terrorist? No, I know what you mean. I think, yeah, he's
probably
like
part of Jackie Chan's stunting, is what I was thinking.
Or a martial artist for sure.
He's definitely won a title of seven.
Yeah, they kind of split it into two, don't they? Because there's like the external bit that we're talking about earlier with the pole and the balancing and stuff and using the outside. And then they go internal into the evil villain lair kind of thing. And then it's more of a one-on-one or two-on-one kind of thing with the tattoo bad guy. While the other ones are basically escaping in the cars. And once they've sort of, then they sort of break it again. And then it's just Jackie versus tattoo guy.
Yeah.
And John heads off and they take it. Because obviously they decide that John's best fighting is going to be car versus a truck kind of fighting. And get in more on the chase sort of sequence thing. That's the other thing with the timings of all of it. Because it goes on for a while, Jackie's fight. But then all of a sudden he's caught right up to them in this truck.
Yeah, that's right.
It kind of plays a little bit with timings and it doesn't sort of flow very easily.
Well, I'm actually super impressed they put a jet engine on the back of a truck.
And they used it too, which I'm really pleased. It's like Chekhov's jet engine.
You can't do that. You can't put a jet on the back of a truck and then not use that. Right? Well, you can't do that.
I'm just
They kind of had used it earlier to create the sandstorm, and they actually should. Yeah.
No. It's Chekhov's. I want to see a fucking truck go real fast with a jet.
Yeah, you did know it was going to happen. Yeah.
I loved how they destroy pretty much all those trucks too. The tanker trucks. He just goes, boom! It's so many explosions, so good.
So much money in those tanker trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why. They had them in the first place if they were filling up oil tankers.
Because they were filling up the tankers, weren't they? Why'd they need the trucks?
I assume that was just, you know, rainy day oil.
Yeah.
maybe they were going to make a bubble bath with that oil. I don't know.
It's all for the days before Tuesday.
Can I point out one thing? Generally, the CG in this movie is not great, but it's also generally not bad. But there was a couple of bits where I was like, why didn't they just make that smoke just real smoke? Why did they CG that smoke? And why is the CG running at 15 frames a second? this happened a lot in the oil tanker area and also in a couple of fight sequences where I'm like, the smoke is running at a different frame rate to the actual other effects. It's like flickering.
I think the problem, I don't know about you, but the problem I had is there are some scenes that are just super smooth. And I don't know if it's my TV settings, but some are like 60 frames a second and then it drops. And I don't know if that's my TV or if I noticed that as well. So I don't know if that's the CG or if that's just my TV.
I have no idea.
I didn't think it was absolutely terrible and I didn't think it was absolutely fantastic in terms of the CG in it. It was just, it was acceptable level for the kind of budget film that we're watching. Yeah, I actually think it was
better than most. Yeah. It's better than most of the bad CG we watch.
Yeah, and they don't linger on it as well, which is one of the saving graces of this film is that they don't really linger on anything too long. The plot just keeps moving and things are happening all the time. So I appreciate that.
You know, the helicopters didn't do backflips and stuff. It was the trucks. So
yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool though, like just having them the way they land and things like that. It was like, yeah, and every time they hit somebody, somebody goes flying out of it. Did you notice every time a truck we got hit, somebody went flying out of it?
I did like there was one of the trucks when one of the jet engine went in front of one of the trucks, and they gave it a brief second where that one of the people in the truck vaporized. They just lingered on it for like half a second. It's like vaporization.
There was I did think there was going to be a better kind of payoff for Jackie telling John Cena to put his seatbelt on all the time. And then at the end, they're on the jet truck or whatever it is, and it smashes, and then John Cena just goes flying right out of the window. I was like, man, that guy's dead.
Yes, yeah. He should be dead, but he's Superman. So, okay. The other thing that bothered me, the worst joke in the movie was him always coming up with a bad nickname for the bad guy with the tattoos, and then coming up with Dead Man. It was just bad. It was bad. They should have dropped it, but they couldn't drop it because I guess they had nothing else to go with, but it was terrible.
That was his through line. His character arc, because he doesn't really change. John Cena doesn't change in the whole film. Jackie has kind of like a redeemed father arc, whereas John Cena is just the same dude at the end as he is in the beginning.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. But then again, John Cena was never supposed to be have anything to redeem anyway.
Well, he did kind of kidnap those people.
Yeah, but like, if it wasn't the excuse me, he wasn't supposed to do anything with it. If they had just let him go, he wouldn't have even got sucked into this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, an interesting fact is that it was supposed to be Sylvester Stallone that played John Cena's part, and he couldn't do it because he got tied up with, I think it was Creed. So then they ended up getting John Cena.
Oh, really?
Yeah, can you imagine Stallone in this part?
No.
Yeah, nah, me either.
I could.
Then it would be like two old geriatrics.
It could be done more seriously, especially if you change, instead of my dad got killed doing the thing, my son got killed doing the thing.
To be honest with you, I could see him doing it only if he played the way he played when he did Rambo 4.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is dark. I was thinking Demolition Man.
And just like have
Just get him a beret and he'll be fine.
I just have it, just have Wesley Snipes pop his head out and in out every 5 minutes going, "Damn,
I paid my taxes."
I don't want to do Expendables 5, not again.
But yes. So they have this big, it's a big set piece at the end, right? When they have all these trucks exploding or whatever. And the bad guy, I don't feel like the bad guy really gets his comeuppance.
No, he doesn't really. But also, the whole plot is meaningless.
He ends up with a very burnt side face, though.
He does.
He's exploding in the bottom of a cliff, right? He explodes at the end?
Yeah, and he's smirking the whole time.
The oil tank exploding right next to him, I think, was where he got the half-burnt face kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
And then, he gets the whole down the bottom of the cliff thing.
He didn't look too disappointed. He was smiling the whole way down the cliff.
Because he thought they were going to get pulled with him with the cord and the seat, ejector seat thing.
Well, he didn't actually know he was going over.
Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's a bad guy.
He was a fine bad guy. He was a fine nothing bad guy I didn't care about. He didn't even fight, is the thing.
No.
He wasn't a cool bad guy. He didn't even know how to use the gun properly. Remember, he goes, "Hey, how do I use this?"
Oh, that's right. The minigun.
Lame.
Yeah, but that's a remote control minigun. I wouldn't know how to use one either.
You've played enough video games, Sam, that you know exactly how to do it.
Where's the X button to reload?
All right, then maybe we may have one problem, but
and that's the end of this film. So, does anyone have anything they want to do out of this film?
Oh, I do this at home.
I don't know. It's pretty tempting to have a jet engine on the back of a truck and just, you know, have some hot Asian chick just put it full throttle and not realize what she's doing.
That's pretty sweet. I do like how John Cena is always talking about tapping that ass in front of Jackie Chan, who's a dad.
Yeah. I did like, actually, that was pretty funny where he goes up to him and he goes, "Look, I'm going to leave my number in this book or whatever." Like, it doesn't, it looks like you've struck out. So let me, dude.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter.
And Jackie was just not impressed. Mind you, like you say, Mike, Jackie doesn't really look like her father. He's too old to be her father. So who knows? Could be a grandpops.
So that would have been funnier to me anyway.
Nothing funny to me. He's getting old, man. He's getting old. Man. Just let him rest?
He's there. He's
admittedly,
old.
This is really old. This is also a really old film. This is from 2018, you said. That's 6 years ago.
Yeah. He still looks good.
Jackie can retire anytime he wants. He just loves it.
Yeah. I mean, if he's putting this style, it's not bad. It's as good. I'll take this. I'll take more of these.
Honestly,
I'll take a couple.
If you were in Jackie Chan's position right now and you're famous for all this stuff, would you? And they said to you, "Look, we know you can't do all the awesome shit, but we've got this thing called green screen. We'll extend your career by at least 20 years. You get a couple of pretty good paychecks. You want to do it?" I mean, I doubt any of us would say, "Nah, it's more about the integrity for me."
Yeah, nah. I'll take it. I'll take this. I'll take this over CZ12.
Like, I feel like he should have been able to move to being a proper actor. Like, I feel really bad that we didn't give him that opportunity. He tried. He's just not a very good actor.
Well, we did give him the opportunity. We just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He has spoken about, you know, moving to more of the production side of things again as he's getting older, because he does recognize that he can't do what he used to do.
Look, his gift is in choreographing amazing fight scenes. He should do that. That's his gift. He doesn't need to be a fucking Oliver Platt or whatever it is.
I want to be fair to him as well. He's a pretty decent director when he directs this stuff.
Yeah, too. I've liked some of the things he's directed. I think he should. I think he should move into direction and choreography. But what the fuck do I know?
Yeah. Hey, look, that's my highbrow answer for you, is the question of what would I do. I would want to be choreographed by Jackie Chan. But my lowbrow answer would be I would want to drive a dune buggy.
Oh, that was fun. Especially going over that big hill, which crashes like Cena's car. That looks so fun.
Actually, I've got to give... This is another good thing I like about Jackie Chan films, is the fact that when he wants to get all the foam off him, he goes around a corner, turns on a giant fan.
And goes, ooh, chilly. That's good acting.
I thought that was... Because you'd never see like Rambo 4 doing that or anything like that.
Well, it's continuity. How does he get all that foam off of him?
That's true.
I like the fact that they felt the need to do that. Yeah. You know, it could have just cut to like, you know, 5 minutes later.
We would have been fine with it, but no. Realism.
That's what Mikey, Nathan,
all about, realism.
What would you guys do?
What would I do? I'd like to use a giant pole.
Just go to the bathroom.
That's right. I want to lift my friends with my giant pole.
I thought that was probably the most interesting stunt in the thing, and I like that they did to strap the camera to the end of it.
Yeah.
That was quite good.
Good perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'd like to watch a Jackie Chan fight scene from a GoPro. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, you've taken all the good ones, really. There wasn't that much in this movie, to be sure. It was pretty few and far between for me across that. So I'm going to go the same as other people. Maybe I'll shoot a grappling hook out of a car.
Oh, there you go.
And jump onto a bus moving for fun.
I wish one of them had said, witness me.
Witness. Oh, God. Testify.
Anyway, so that was Hidden.
That was Hidden Strike. Well, how do we feel about it? I'm giving this a thumbs up because I'll take more of this.
I'm actually going to give it a thumbs up. It was short. The three fights, like there was a bunch of decent fights in it. They weren't great, but they weren't bad. I've seen so many worse films. So
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, two thumbs up.
One thumb up, thanks.
No, I mean as in two so far, Mikey.
Two so far. Chris.
I'll give it a thumbs up. It was not the worst movie that I've seen in the last, you know, 6 months or so. So there you go. It is watchable and passable.
Why not? Glowing review. Chris, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. It was good for what it was, and I'm really enjoying the creativity. And it just goes to prove that you can teach old dogs new tricks.
Damn, unanimous.
Yeah, and unanimous.
I just want to say, I don't think Jackie Chan can be taken seriously as an actor with that nose.
You don't think so?
No, it's too rounded.
Barbara Streisand's taken pretty seriously.
It's different when you're a female.
Can I just, a complete random aside. So I watched The Marvels or whatever, you know, the stupid...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Marvel movie. Going back to something Michael said about subtitles and stuff. Mm. So I watched it on Disney, and I hadn't watched anything on Disney except for anime in a really long time. So I started watching it, and everybody, like, I didn't notice because it starts with, like, one of the characters is, like, Middle Eastern, I think. Some kind of Persian or Arab or whatever you want to call them. Syrian, I don't know, whatever.
And you had the closed caption on, yeah?
Yeah, I had the closed caption on. They were talking in, like, their native tongue. But then Captain Marvel comes on, and she's talking Japanese. I'm like, wait, what? And it took me a good 25 minutes to be like,
she's talking in Japanese.
Yes, because I have my I had my shit set to Japanese. That's just it with Disney. It's not set to like local, like the region for the thing. It's you set it to what
whatever the last setting was.
Yeah, whatever. Like, and I was watching anime in Japanese with English subtitles.
Oh, right.
So it was just playing me the Japanese soundtrack.
Oh my god!
Without me noticing, for because it didn't start with English. Anyway, so I was like,
so you were like, was Captain Marvel being racist speaking Japanese?
I also kind of wasn't really paying attention. I was just reading the subtitles. I'm going to be honest. But then I was like, wait a minute, she's not speaking English. What's going on here?
See, this is why we need more babblefishes, right? We need babblefishes. Everyone needs one, so then we can just understand each other, and there'd be none of this.
Yeah. That movie wasn't great.
Yeah, okay. All right. There. A secret review within a review. That's we're watching right. Hidden Strike, and then you heard about it. The Marvels, not great.
Surprising. You didn't need to watch it to tell you that wasn't going to be any good.
I still kind of feel like I got to keep up with the Marvel movies every now and then. Like, because if one might come out and I'll be like, I have no idea what's going on, but I kind of want to watch the one with this guy in it.
You missed the thread.
I've missed a few of them, so I'm kind of like, oh, well, I can't be bothered catching up now.
I'm not watching the TV shows. Fuck those.
No, you don't want to watch the future. You don't watch those TV shows. They're absolute garbage.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. Why don't we'll save this for our Marvel podcast, which is coming up right next. But I'll probably say thanks, everybody, for joining in. And listeners, if you want to send us any messages, AsianActionCast, Gmail, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, love to hear from you.
Have we got any correspondence to Sam?
The correspondence, we get a few comments here and there, you know, like people just talking about a film that they might have seen. I can't remember what the last one that we put up was. What was the last movie you guys did? Because I wasn't there for that one.
High and Low, wasn't it?
High and Low, that's right. People watch the films and they like it. So they might just go, oh, I like it when they did that. So it's just good moments and good memories, which is the reason why we do it, right? Is to kind of relive some of the magic. So,
did all of you watch Maria?
Yes. I haven't seen that yet, but I will.
I watched that. Secret, if you've listened this far, we watched a whole other movie that we didn't bother doing a podcast for.
Not yet. It could still come.
I would need to remember it, and that's not.
Yeah, good. I'll probably watch
one
it.
That I'd say, let's do it in person and have it playing in the background. So
not a bad idea.
Yeah. But until then, tune in to the next episode of the Asian Action Cast. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.